Yesterday, President Joe Biden warned that Israel was losing international support because of its, quote, indiscriminate bombing of Gaza. Apparently, Biden used some strong language just hours before the United Nations demanded a humanitarian ceasefire in the Israeli-Hamas war. But here is the reality. The Washington Post reports that 3 weeks into the war in October, Biden knew about that indiscriminate bombing. And of course, indiscriminate bombing means that the Israelis had no solid intelligence as to what they were bombing, but bombed anyway. Here's a report from Brianna Joy Gray of The Rising broadcast.
Before you bomb a hospital or a church or a mosque, a home, or even dig up a cemetery, shouldn't you be confident it's a legitimate military target? New reporting from The Washington Post says Joe Biden knew Israel was indiscriminately bombing Gaza as early as weeks after October 7th. And instead of stopping the bombing by cutting off aid, he circumvented Congress to give Bibi more weapons. No red lines, he said. Yesterday's shocking report from The Washington Post revealed that on October 27th, Biden privately disclosed in a small White House meeting that Israel was regularly bombing buildings without solid intelligence that they were legitimate military targets. As someone familiar with the meeting told the Post, quote, "We never had a clear sense that the Israelis had a definable and achievable military objective. From the very beginning, there's been a sense of us not knowing how the Israelis were going to do what they said they were going to do." Yet none of this uncertainty was reflected in Biden's public position. On November 16th, when Joe Biden defended Israel's first ground invasion into Gaza's largest hospital, Al-Shifa, claiming that Hamas had a military headquarters under the hospital, he already had cause to doubt Israeli intelligence. But this is what he told the public.
You have a circumstance where the first war crime is being committed by Hamas by having their headquarters, their military, hidden under a hospital. And that's a fact. That's what's happened.
And that's a fact. Of course, it was far from fact. Following the attack, the Washington Post reported that the tunnel network showed, quote, no immediate evidence of military use by Hamas, and that there was no evidence that the tunnels could be accessed from inside the hospital wards. A gun tucked, improbably, behind an MRI machine and an edited IDF video were supposed to justify the siege of a hospital. A hospital. The Geneva Convention is clear on this. Military operations against hospitals are forbidden unless they are used to commit outside their humanitarian duties acts harmful to the enemy. And importantly, the presence of small arms and ammunition taken from such combatants shall not be considered to be acts harmful to the enemy. If Biden knew that Israel's attacks on hospitals and other civilian sites were not supported by intelligence showing Hamas presence, what did he think they were doing? What did he think the bombs he circumvented Congress to send were for? It gets worse. At this same October 27th meeting, the Post reports that Biden and top foreign policy officials also admitted to each other what the Biden administration has denied to the voting public, that Israel appears to have no plan for defeating Hamas. Now, why does this matter? Remember, defeating Hamas has been the justification not just for indiscriminate bombing that has killed over 31,000 Palestinians. It is also Israel's justification for rejecting ceasefire and hostage exchange deals. Remember, Netanyahu has rejected Hamas ceasefire proposals that would have resulted in the release of all hostages because he says he will settle for nothing less than, quote, absolute victory over Hamas. But as EU's top diplomat Josep Borrell argued, Hamas is an idea, and you don't kill an idea. There is no military solution to the question of Hamas. If America knows there's no plan for, quote, absolute victory over Hamas, and experts across the political spectrum acknowledge that military defeat of Hamas is impossible, we have to ask again this question. What is Israel doing in Gaza? For months, humanitarian experts have warned that Israel's actions in Gaza after October 7th, along with various statements of intent to reoccupy Gaza, strongly suggest that Israel's goal was never defeating Hamas, but was instead permanently expelling the population of Gaza. Remember the document leaked from Israel's Ministry of Defense back in October that set out a plan to transfer 2.3 million Gazans into Egypt's Sinai Peninsula? The plan to push Gazans from the north to the south, followed by a land invasion and ultimately expulsion into 10 cities in Egypt? Does that plan now sound familiar? Remember the January resettlement conference attended by 12 members of Netanyahu's Likud party, including National Security Minister Itamar Ben-Gvir and Finance Minister Bezalel Smotrich, who personally called for Palestinians to be removed from Gaza? Remember how the conference featured maps of Gaza with Palestinian cities given brand new names? Remember when Ben-Gvir said, quote, what needs to be done in the Gaza Strip is to encourage immigration. If there are 100,000 or 200,000 Arabs in Gaza and not 2 million Arabs, the entire discussion on day one will be totally different. Remember when in January, Israel announced its plan to build a, quote, buffer zone in Gaza, claiming miles of land and marking thousands of buildings for destruction? Remember reporting in February that Egypt is building a wall near the Gaza border, but won't say what it's for? If these signs weren't enough, now Trump's son-in-law, Jared Kushner, has made headlines by excitedly describing the prospect of, quote, valuable beachfront properties in Gaza. And while that news has grabbed headlines, it may not be the most damning part of what Kushner said in that March 8th interview. Let's take a listen.
There are real fears on the part of Arabs, and I'm sure you talk to a lot of them, who think once Gazans leave Gaza, Netanyahu's never going to let them back in.
Maybe, but I'm not sure there's much left of Gaza at this point.
Was this the plan all along? To crush any discussion about Gazans' right to return by destroying anything they might return to? To bomb museums and libraries, colleges, and dig up cemeteries? To end any chance of finishing your degree or visiting your mother's grave? To cut ties that might draw a people back to their land after being pushed into the Sinai? When Kushner was asked by the interviewer about Arab fears that Netanyahu may not allow Palestinians who flee Gaza to return, Kushner paused and simply replied, maybe. Maybe. Just yesterday, Netanyahu reportedly told his Foreign Affairs Committee that, and I quote, as far as the state of Israel is concerned, there is no obstacle for the Gazans to leave. Maybe even the port they are building could be used for this. You heard that right. Netanyahu just offered that the port America is building with your tax dollars might be used to expel Gazans from their land permanently. Developing Gaza has been a thinly veiled dream of certain Israelis, as evidenced by rhetoric, which emphasizes how much better a place Gaza would be if Israel were in charge. Just look at this advertisement that recently ran on Hulu.
Come visit beautiful Gaza, with its stunning beaches and charming boardwalks. You can stay in one of our five-star hotels and get a taste of the best in Middle Eastern food. Embrace the vibrant nightlife of the city and experience a culture rich in tradition that this is what Gaza could have been like without Hamas.
Sometimes it's hard to tell the difference between artificial intelligence and thinly veiled intentions. So this Washington Post reporting was really a bombshell. Interestingly, it was not packaged by the Washington Post as Biden knew there was indiscriminate bombing and didn't say anything. It was packaged as one of these, Biden is frustrated with Netanyahu, Biden wishes things were different, sort of articles. But readers quickly picked up on these early paragraphs, which revealed that at this October 27th meeting, Biden, behind closed doors, was saying that he knew that Israeli intelligence was not good at the same time that he was defending their choices to bomb certain targets, like hospitals, the planned demolitions of homes, et cetera, and selling that to the American public as legitimate on the basis of what it turns out was what he knew to be bad Israeli intelligence.
That was a report from the Rising Broadcast. I'm Kent Garrett.